So my first question is, have you been to any World Science Festival events this week in New York City?
No, this is our first.
Okay, did you enjoy it?
We loved it. My two boys have had an absolute ball. Yeah, they've really enjoyed it.
I'm glad to hear it.
No, they've loved it. They can't get enough of everything. So
that's so good to hear. Wow.
Yeah, no, they're enjoying it.
So my next question, do you know what citizen science is?
No idea.
What do you think it might be?
Well, probably involving your local people, exposing them to very simple things they could probably do at home. I don't know.
You're along the right lines. You're exactly the right lines. So citizen science is a term used for the idea of people who aren't professional scientists, so anybody, to be involved in scientific research and scientific projects.
Okay.
So working closely with researchers and helping them collect data or collect ideas or collect knowledge for a certain research project.
Okay.
Would you be interested in getting involved in something like that? Or maybe your boys would be?
We would love to, but we live in Australia.
But there's loads of
they
them
do
happening
that.
In Australia.
No, they do that.
Global thing.
Yeah, no, we do that in Australia. They have a turtle release program where in our town where you can go and help the CSIRO people collect the turtle eggs, and then they remove them from the nest and then they take them back and hatch them and then get people to help release them into the ocean and try and ward off seagulls and stuff like that. And that's really good for the kids. They love doing that.
So what sort of thing do they learn from that? Do
they they learn all about all the science behind the turtles nesting and the hatchlings and, you know, the whole ecosystem, I guess, and you know, you have to try and ward off the seagulls because we know that only maybe 1 in 50 little turtles will make it to the water if we don't assist it.
Yeah.
So my children do get involved in a lot of that sort of stuff. We try to encourage it.
Definitely. So, I think that's great.
Yeah, no, my 8-year-old says he's going to be a scientist when he grows up, so he's fascinated with the whole science of everything.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
good.
So good.
It's really encouraging.
So if you haven't heard of the term citizen science before, what do they call projects like that where you are?
A lot of it's just a voluntary, just an awareness program which they run through schools or just through the community.
Is it called voluntary projects?
Well, no, not really. It's just people just become aware of it. They advertise it sometimes, or it's just through word of mouth that we know that it goes on.
Okay.
And there's a whole lot of different things that they do. There's planting trees. I know that's not so scientific,
no,
but
it is
for,
absolutely.
For
it's all part
you know,
of
and
it.
The environment. And our kids learn a lot about the environment at school. There's a curriculum where they include even the garden project. Like they grow all their veggies and they cook and they grow, they sow, they do all of that, and then they cook with it. And they learn about the health aspects of it all and just the whole. Well, basically the whole system, you know, because a lot of kids think you go to the shop and you get all your fruit and veg.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't know you've got to grow it. But
do you mind if I ask your boys a few questions?
Yeah, Skevy's over there somewhere with the pigeons. There he is. He's sitting on the bench there.
Should we go over and have a chat?
Sure.
That'd be really great.
I might get him away from there because you might get pooped on by the pigeons.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hey, Skevy.
So I've been talking to your mum about some of the science things that you've been doing at home.
Yeah.
So what sort of science projects have you been involved in?
Well, mostly at school we've done a lot of science. One time we did a volcano.
Okay.
And one time we used different types of glues on the same piece of paper and then stuck it to a cardboard box. And it actually made it stickier. It didn't just stay the same.
Okay. So what about things you do outside of school? Have you been involved in any conservation projects or animal projects?
Not many. I don't think... I think this is the only one that I've been involved in.
Okay.
You wouldn't remember.
Oh, it was a lot younger.
He was little. And these turtle programs, you got to get in the queue
to
go and
really?
Assist them.
So apparently when you were very little...
Releasing
you
the turtles.
Did some turtle releasing projects. Do you remember doing that?
No, I don't.
You don't? Oh, that's such a shame. How long ago was that?
Oh, he would have been about 3, I think.
Okay, 5 years ago.
Oh, we've done it. We've done it with nieces and nephews. I've done it a lot, but now there's so many people waiting in a queue.
Yeah. So do you like science?
Yes. Yes. What
sort of things do you like about science?
Well, there's the robotics and the optical. And there's a lot. And maybe... Well, my dad's a doctor, so I'm trying to get into medicines.
Are you? How exciting. That's very cool. Well, I wish you the best of luck. I hope it goes well. And thank you very much for speaking to me.
You're welcome.